We're turning our attention to the issue of housing now. And as you would have heard on our news this morning, 527 applicants are on the social housing waiting list in the Castle Island Municipal District. Social housing units are sought by them. Figure includes applicants who have indicated Castle Island is one of their three areas of choice. 296 are waiting one-bed units. 145 applicants have been made for two-bed homes, and 75 are on the list for three-bed units, whereas 10 are waiting for four-bed houses. That's replicated really across the municipal districts, across the county of Kerry. How is the job of providing social homes to try and tackle those lists? Well, Cooperative Housing Ireland have delivered over 918 homes overall across the country. 192 of those were in Kerry during 2025. With me on the line to talk with this is Owen Carroll, Director of Corporate Services for Cooperative Housing Ireland. Owen, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks for having me on.
Is it a lot done, more to do when you look at those numbers, Owen?
I know, certainly, and I heard your news bulletin there, specifically around Castle Island and the waiting lists that are there. And you're right. I mean, nationally, there's approximately 60,000 households on housing waiting lists. Interestingly enough, with Kerry, they're managing for that list not to increase. There was a slight reduction on figures between 2024 and 2023, which are the most recent, the available figures. So fortunately, unfortunately, Kerry's not in the worst situation. Last year, actually, we were fortunate enough to have launched 67 homes in Castle Island ourselves with Focus Housing, delivering, as you said, much-needed homes to lower-income households through social rental. Those households are more than likely working, more than likely caring for other family members, which is oftentimes not realised when people think of social housing, but in fact it's housing for lower-income households.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, 117 homes in Cronin's Wood, Killarney. It's a big development that she opened up last year. How has that been for ye as an organisation, that development?
Listen, Cronin's Wood has been amazing. We've wonderful partners there in terms of KPH, the developer, the builder that's there on site. A project of that size involves us working with Kerry County Council and having a very positive relationship there with Niamh, Niamh O'Sullivan and her team. She's the Director of Housing in the county. And very much identifying housing developments based on the needs of the county. So, for example, in Cronin's Wood, there would be homes for one-person households, two, three, four and five-bed homes as well. And listen, Cronin's Wood has been a real success and we're hoping this year to deliver another 100 in that development. And it just shows, I suppose, the scale of the need because, as you said, Cronin's Wood will have approximately 250 homes there. But as I said, it's been a real success and a real sign of how an approved housing body, a housing association like ourselves, which has over 6,000, nearly 7,000 homes nationally, but can work with a progressive county council like Kerry.
Yeah, and with that in mind, I know all of these homes will be delivered. They're energy efficient. They're, I suppose, future-proofed for the next 30, 40, 50 years. How important is that in the social houses that you're developing, Owen?
Oh, listen, it's key. I mean, today it doesn't make any sense to deliver homes that don't have BER ratings of A and B. That involves lower energy bills. And we know, we know certainly over the last number of years, energy and the cost of heating our homes, the cost of running our homes has been a real pinch point for households. And that's particularly an issue for lower income households because energy poverty is more at risk for lower income households. And I suppose as an aging population, we certainly know people living on pension. And again, their means to pay for the likes of heating and energy bills. So it's key for us. So all the homes would be to the highest of standards throughout that development in Cronin's Wood and also our developments in Banshee and Barrowdove.
Yeah. Well, can I ask you, just look at the breakdown of Castle Island. 296 waiting one-bed units. The vast majority, almost half, over half, waiting of that 500, waiting for one-bed units. 145 for two, 75 on the list for three. That's perhaps maybe, you know, reflecting a change in society on one level, a change in demographics on the other. There are not too many three children, four children, five children families coming into being in this country anymore. So is social housing planning going to adapt for that? Maybe more apartment blocks with one bed units, or, you know, smaller homes, shall we call it, to reflect the need of today?
No, for sure. And Castle Island and the figures that you gave, they're nearly a microcosm for throughout the whole country. So if you were to look at the national socialising waiting list, about half, as you similar to Castle Island, would be one person households. And you're right, it's reflective of the demographics. It's reflective of growing number of single person households. It might be separation, family separation, and older people living longer as well. So that's key, and that's key for the county councils to identify what their housing need is, and certainly the relationship that we have with Kerry. And we unfortunately can't say it about all county councils, but it is very progressive in terms of identifying that housing need. And as I said, when you look at Cronus Wood, for example, it's that mix of one, two, and larger homes. But there is, and that is a real change, Sherry. I mean, I think that you asked me 5 years ago in terms of what homes that we're delivering in the likes of Kerry and the larger towns in Kerry, I probably would have said we were delivering three bed semis, but now certainly in the last couple of years there's been that real the real focus on meeting smaller households and the needs of smaller households.
And I don't see that changing anytime soon. In fact, maybe it might go more in the direction that it is going. Okay, Owen, listen, interesting to chat. We'll talk a bit more about this again, no doubt, as those new houses come on. Any idea when those extra houses finally in Cronin's Wood will come on stream?
Yeah, so we're hoped for is the end of Q1, Q2. So by the summer, really, is our hope for. And then it's a case of working with Kerry County Council in terms of the allocations then. Because it's very much housing now in Ireland, Gerry, is a partnership. It's a partnership between the approved housing bodies, housing associations like ourselves, and the County Council. And what's quite significant, and just to end on this positive note, really, is that housing associations will deliver half of all social housing in partnership with local authorities. And there are high targets, really, for us all over the next number of years, and the delivery of 12,000 social homes is the national target up to 2030. And so that's all hands to the pump, really, Gerry, in terms of trying to meet that need.
Okay, Owen, we'll leave it. Thanks very much for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Owen Carroll, their Director of Corporate Services with Cooperative Housing Ireland. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch.